This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, episode 50. We made it to 50, man.
Dude. Who would have thought? You know, two kids with a dream.
Living the dream.
And we had to get our boy back on, right? Come on, we told him for episode 50.
That's it.
Gerald on. Gerald, our boy Gerald.
Episode 50. You are the half century with us, my man.
I can't complain about that, man. Hey, and you got a lot to talk about.
Oh man.
A lot.
Where do you guys want to start?
You need to start with the college championship, because that was something else, man. I mean, it was just a great game, and they beat the hell out of Bryce because it's a do-over. Think about it. You got the best athletes in the world playing defense, and now you get to do a do-over and make your adjustments from the SEC championship.
Bama took their foot off the gas the second half. And
what do you think about the Bama injuries, though? I mean, they had injuries that really hurt them.
The two receivers not being able to stretch the field. The one guy, you know, he wanted to go back in. You saw his knee pop out. I mean, so, you know, and Saban made the right decision. The medical staff, they said, no, he's not going to go back in. So, no.
Yeah, that guy's got a lot of cool. Yeah, he's got a future ahead of him for sure.
We brought up a good point in a couple pods ago, a while ago, Gerald, and we were discussing this because we heard a point that, do you think in the SEC championship game that Georgia was playing possum because they knew they could lose that game and still get in? It didn't matter. They didn't want to show all their cards right then and there. Do you think that's the case, maybe?
I think it's the case that they got a blueprint of what – they got beat. They legitimately got beat on that day. And now they say, okay, we got to make adjustments. They made some tweaks. And then if you listen to Bryce Young's post-game interview, he said they did some things we were not prepared for. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what it means. I got the best athletes in the world right here in the SEC playing defense. And now I get to tweak the guy that just beat us a month ago. I get to tweak what I'm going to do. And that's what they did. And they knew, get to Bryce Young, because they beat the hell out of him. I mean, they were hitting him every time he let go. That affects you, man.
And give credit to Stetson Bennett. I mean, he had a horrible first half, and second half he made some big plays.
Because he had a terrible. Because both, and you know, you look at both quarterbacks, both are slightly built. They're not speed demons in any way, so they can't get away from these guys. And that's why they were putting the pressure on both quarterbacks. But they both made plays to get them down the field, and the best part was when the Bama got in the zone, in the red zone, they couldn't score because they got down there, but they just couldn't score.
Field goals, and that's the thing. You know, we did say that though. If you were following the pod last week, we gave you the under first half. We knew big game like this, both teams come out jerry. They never, dude, it's always under the first half.
You're not a betting man.
For the game, we gave under for everything. And we hit under.
He's not a betting man.
Eric knew what I was laughing at. Eric knew exactly what I was laughing at. There is no fucking way I'm betting money. I'm betting money. Oh my God. And now it goes out to the people in podcast land, the boys and girls out there. Anything that the black guy with the cowboy hat says, don't bet on it. I am not taking liability for any losses you have, okay?
So we're good, though.
We hit those.
Props to Georgia. Yeah, 40 was that 41 years. Props to them. Braves win. Now Georgia wins, too. I think the curse is over, right?
Except for your Falcons. Your Falcons are done.
Well, they're done. 28-3,
they've never lived that down.
I know.
But hey, you know, guys, you got to think about this week coming up. This week coming up, the NFL could not have written this any better. They've got a slate of games that I'm going to see all six of them, because there's no way I'm missing any of them.
You're going to be at Yard House, huh?
I'm going to be at Yard House for the late games on each one for the 5 o'clock.
Can we just reserve seats? Can we call ahead and just reserve bar seats for a little, get a little name tag on the seat on the bar?
I think we can swing that.
We probably could. Well, you are, okay, we can start with the 1 p.m. game. Since we're talking, we got you on for the playoffs. So what do you
think? That's it.
Bengals Raiders, what are we thinking? Young team against a team that has all momentum.
Burrow looks good right now, though.
Yeah.
I think Carr has a grasp on the game right now that I think he's going to take them down. And with the way those guys are playing for the coach, interim coach, they're trying to get him a job. And should he not get that job if they win this first playoff game? I think they're going to beat Cincinnati.
Hey,
I think they're going to beat
Raider Nation. We got a lot of Raider fans that follow this podcast. Raider Nation, Black Hole Nation. You just heard it here first. He's on the Raiders. Gerald is on the Raiders to take down.
I'm on the Raiders. Cincy. Big time. I think Carr, like I said, I would bet my money on Carr. Carr's going to have an excellent game, and he's ready to play ball, man. He's won some big games this year. So he's ready to go, man.
I can totally see it. This is, you look at this Raider team, and they talked about so much on Sunday night against the Chargers, which was in my opinion, the best game of the season probably. But they talked about it so much, how much animosity that the Raiders have been through this year, the coach, the car accident, the DUIs, all this nonstop drama. Just, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders just win another game in the playoffs now.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know.
The script. The script can't be written right now.
I know. And I love Burrow, and I love his weapons, but dude, I got to ride with the Raiders too, man. I don't know.
And it's going to be Carr, because Carr is, if you watch him just on the way he's calm, man, the dude is, he's playing just calm, man. He's in control. He's in control of the whole game. When he's
third and Renfro. We've been saying it all season.
Third and Renfro. Oh, man.
So that's the early game on Saturday. Then we go into the nightcap. There's a three-peat here, part three.
So Gerald, you said you think it's gonna be if the weather's bad, you like the Pats, huh?
If the weather is bad, hey, come on, just think about the three pass game.
Yeah,
if the weather's bad,
don't remind us about that game.
I've got to look at the forecast, but if the weather is bad, I'm gonna go with Belichick. He's going to hold his guy, Mac Jones, in. He's going to hold him in. He's not going to let him do anything crazy. Yeah. And I think they can take him down. But now, if the weather's good, you just can't beat Josh Allen.
I can tell you right now, it is forecasted. It's forecasted for cloudy, but no bad weather. But it's forecasted for 4 degrees.
Okay.
But 4 degrees?
4 degrees.
Listen, like I said. Belichick. I'm going for Belichick on this.
No, I don't think Mac Jones is ready for – I don't know, man. I think the Bills – no one's really talking about him right now. I'm kind of liking the Bills going in.
All right, well –
preseason, like, Bills was one of my picks. Preseason, I did have the Bills getting to the Super Bowl.
And now no one's really talking about them. They're kind of quietly going in. I don't know.
I'm just happy we get a third game.
That's true. Even though I wanted to see Herbert against Josh Allen, that would have been better. But
the rubber match. This is the rubber match.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, like I said, every game, it's going to be lights out each game.
Definitely. Always.
And I think the other game they have, the next game they have, is it's going to be the next morning. And that's going to be – I don't have the schedule in front of you guys.
So now we're jumping into Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday, 10 a.m. our time, we got Eagles at Bucks. I know this is one we're going to disagree on, Gerald, because I know you sent us a text last night. You gave us who you like. I'm going upset special here. I am going upset special. Call me crazy. I'm backing the birds in this game.
Call me crazy. Wow.
This is my upset special in the playoffs.
I'm riding the birds. I'm going with Brady and Gronk. I'm going with Brady and Gronk.
Hey, listen. Paul, spread 8.5 right now. Lose by eight.
Well, listen, Paul. Now, the thing is this. If they can put pressure on Brady – he doesn't have his receivers, his normal receivers. Exactly. So if they can put pressure on him, now you're right. I think you'll be right on. But now I'm going to lean with the Bucs because they're at home. If they run the ball, they can get them out of there.
Yeah, is Fournette back? So, I think Fournette's back, right?
You know, is he back? he came back the last game, I think, right?
Okay. I didn't see him out there. But, I mean, that's back. He's huge. And then the Eagles are known for running. And Bucks, what, they got the top five rush defense? They're going to make Hurts beat them. So, I don't know.
They're going to make Hurts, and that's what you should do.
Yeah, you're talking that nobody's really talking about the Bills. I think nobody's talking about the Eagles right now. I think nobody's giving enough love to the Eagles and what they've put together. This is just a weird team to me. And watch, weird team somehow, a weird wild card team always ends up winning a playoff game that they probably shouldn't win. This is the one I'm circling. I don't know. I could be way off here. I just think the Eagles are sneaky. They're sneaky.
I think you might have some, Paul, because I kind of felt that they're going to have a chance because these matchups are close. All matchups are close. So, but they've got to play. They cannot make mistakes. Hurts has to play lights out. And if they've got to put pressure on Brady, make him uncomfortable where, you know, he doesn't have his guys there. So, and then they will have a shot.
We'll see. I'm going with Brady and Gronk, but just win by eight, right, Paul?
Lose by eight, Philly. Lose by eight. I like Philly getting the points here. I'm just saying, Philly covers, and if Philly wins this game, do not be shocked. Do not be shocked. Crazier stuff has happened in the playoffs. I don't think I don't know. I'm just backing. I'm backing Philly on this one.
I don't see that. I love Brady.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Brady guy, but this is a weird one. I think I told you from the beginning of the season I wasn't sold on the Bucs. I haven't really been sold on the Bucs the whole entire season. I think they've been inconsistent as well, not as inconsistent as the Chargers, but watch out for Philly.
All right, we're going to watch that because you might have some there. I think you might have some.
Yeah. All right, so jumping in, then we got the afternoon
Cowboys
game.
Niners. This is Cowboys Niners.
You're a Cowboys man. You are a Cowboys man.
But this is toss up if there's ever been
one. I know.
This is toss up. I cannot, because if Garoppolo shows up, anybody can win that game.
Yep.
If anybody can win that game. I mean, both teams have what it takes to win. So
I think I like the Niners, guys. I think Jimmy G's going to show up. Who do you guys like?
I'm kind of on the Cowboys here. I kind of like the Cowboys. I don't have faith in Jimmy G really. It's a toss up. It's gonna be a great game. I don't have too much faith in Jimmy G. I think they need to run the ball a lot. Don't let Jimmy G throw.
It was a Debo
yards. Debo. Don't let Jimmy G throw too much.
But he did play. He played. That's why I was surprised the way he played the other day.
Second half. He was unbelievable. He was. Yeah.
I said, oh, my goodness. I said, so, okay. I said, if he shows up like this against Dallas, Dallas got problems. They've got big problems if he shows up. But anyway, so it's a toss-up as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's going to be a shootout, too. I think it's going to be a shootout game. I like the over 51 in this game. I think both teams are going to come out high scoring. I think it's going to be a shootout.
I agree.
And I think Dallas is a three-point. Dallas is 3 points right now, right?
Correct.
I think
3-point favorite. Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, don't bet the house on this, okay, guys?
you heard it from a Texan right there. A Cowboys fan is telling you he doesn't know he's going to win this game.
And I go back to Don Meredith. That's how long I've been a Cowboy fan. So, this is going to be toss up.
Right. Okay. So then we got the night game, Saturday night game. Sunday night. I think this is the one game that, I mean, I don't really see too much parity in this one. Chiefs Steelers. It's a 12.5-point spread. I think the Chiefs, I mean, let's be real here.
They just played a month ago, right?
And pull another one off.
Yeah. Chiefs won by 30 a month ago or something like that? 20? I don't know.
Yeah. And so the thing is this, the only thing that will give the Steelers a chance, and I've said this all along, you know, if you concuss, you knock Mahomes out of the game. And that's why he's not been running like he normally would run. And they're not definitely putting him into the line. Because if he gets concussed, Steelers got a chance. They got a chance.
TJ Watt. Game. Yeah, TJ Watt could get to him. He has to get to him. And then Najee Harris. Yeah, Najee Harris has got correct. At least 30 and carries. It, yeah. Because Big
and
Ben.
And I'm in no way – because I'm saying the Chiefs are going to win. And I'm in no way saying that I want to see, Mahomes get concussed or anything.
But no.
The bottom line is, you know, the thing is, it's rough sport, and you got people, you got Watt, he's going to be coming at you. And if he gets hurt, concussed, hey,
game changer.
And Steelers have, yes, that's
do you
it.
Guys, do you guys see blowout in that? Do you think easy win for Chiefs?
I think, yes. If Mahomes in there and the way they're playing right now, I don't see a, you know, what's the line on that? What's the line on
12 and a half right now? 12 and a half right now. And I'll give you a weather update. It's projected to be 30 degrees.
But Chiefs are playing that type of weather this time
both
of year.
Both teams can play.
Both teams. Yeah. So, but like I say, that 12 points looks good. That looks about right. Two touchdowns. Yeah,
I can see like a 27-10 game. I guess. Yeah, correct. 27-13.
I think it's a stay away from game.
Yeah,
for me
stay
personally.
Away. Stay away.
This is a game I'm not gonna touch. Because yeah. I think Gerald brings up a fantastic point. You know what? If Mahomes is out of the game, that's a game changer. So
oh, definitely.
They gotta protect him. I think they'll protect him. They can't drop a game like this. I think Andy Reid will come with a game plan. Andy Reid's a great coach. I think he knows how to handle this. But so all right, then we get to Monday. First time Monday wild card game. We got the Cardinals at the Rams. I know, Gerald, you were on the Cardinals, right?
I know. I think right now Murray has his wheels, and he showed that against Dallas. He's got his wheels. He's ready to go.
To be honest, I don't like how either team are going into the playoffs. So it's a tough game to – I don't know. Both are playing pretty consistent balls as of late. Who do you guys – ah, man.
Correct.
I'll tell you this. I think if the Rams had beaten the Niners, I'd be all over the Cardinals right now. But the fact that the Rams just lost that game in SoFi, I just can't picture the Rams losing back-to-back in SoFi. And it's happened, but I'm just saying I want the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals in this situation. I'm kind of with Gerald. I think the Cardinals might win this game outright. But that does worry me that the Rams just lost that game at home. I just don't know if they lose two in a row at home.
Well, the thing is, you're gonna look at Stafford, because the only reason if they lose it, it's gonna be because he doesn't play.
Exactly.
He doesn't play up to what they expect him to play.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because I like Stafford and I thought that was a good move, but Stafford is showing that, hey man, you know, he's kind of playing like I haven't played in big games like this. I'm a little out of it. And he's shown that a couple of times that, you know, it's a little much right now for
him. Yeah.
I'm going to say that game, I think it's a great game actually on paper. I think it's going to live up to the hype. I'm going to say it comes down to this. If the pass rush from the Rams can get to Murray, that's going to be a game change. But I think the other thing is, it's a big factor, and I've been saying it for a while now. I think Stafford is not a big game quarterback. I've been saying that and I'm going to stick to it. And I think furthermore, even though the Rams got Ramsey running wild back there in the secondary, I think the Rams secondary overall is not that good. I think they're too small. I think they're too small and I think they're suspect. I think Murray can expose them. But the one game changer was Hopkins there with the first two times they played?
I think he was.
He was there the first time, I think, but not – was he both?
Maybe not both. The first time for sure. Second time. But that's what – yeah.
I'm going to look – and like I say, I'm going to put it on Murray's wheels. Murray seems to be well now. His ankle's okay. So he's ready to run. And if you can't catch the guy, you're in trouble.
I like the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals in this spot.
I like the Rams and hope they got to get Odell involved. I know Kupp's going to get his, but Odell's got to do something. He's just noise though, right, Paul?
He's noise, dude. I said he's noise. His dad's even bigger noise. But okay, Gerald, here we are. We are about to start the playoffs. Give us right now, give us your prediction. Who do you see in the championship games? Who do you see in the Super Bowl?
Well, you know what? I was gonna ask you guys the same thing. I got three matches I would like to see. Now you say three, Jill? I'm gonna tell you my number one match. I know, and everybody in Texas will kill me by me saying this, but my number one match I would like to see: Belichick against Brady. That's my number one. That would be so huge.
Yeah.
To see
yeah.
the Bucks. I know. And the Patriots And I think there's an outside chance of that occurring. Obviously, it's much less on the Patriots side because what they would have to go through.
Oh, my God.
But if I saw that matchup, my second matchup would be Green Bay against Mahomes.
Oh, I would love to see Rodgers Chiefs. And then, Rodgers Mahomes.
We didn't get it earlier this season because of the whole COVID thing. So
then my final one would be if I could see this is the Cowboys playing Mahomes, and that would be in Texas Stadium though. they would move it because of COVID. They move it to Texas Stadium second choice. Then I'd be all happy. Right.
I like all those matchups.
I like them too.
I want a Rodgers Mahomes or Belichick Brady. I think it's gonna be Packers Bills, man. I don't know. What do you think?
Packers Bills?
I think so.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I want Brady. Who can argue with that? I think it's Rodgers' year. I think Packers are gonna do it.
I agree. I'm on the Packers. I think the Packers get there from the NFC. I'm going to say I just want to say watch out Cardinals too from the NFC. The Cardinals are a little sneaky, and I think they're people kind of wrote them off a little bit. So, but I think it's the Packers' year. I think it's Rodgers' year. I think from the AFC, I like the way the Bills look right now. I'm going to say from the AFC, though, I hate to do this. I don't want to take chalk all the way, but, dude, we're forgetting about the Titans. We haven't talked about the Titans. That's the first time we mentioned the Titans.
That's true.
Be careful of the Tennessee Titans, man. With Henry coming back, they're dangerous.
You're right. I like that too.
The only reason why I'm not going to be on the Titans, I can't agree with that, because I think the Chiefs and the Bills can beat the Titans. I think if I really throw it in, depending on the weather and everything, New England can beat them. New England can beat them. So that's the way I feel about the Titans. I just don't think they're going to have what it's going to take to get
The good thing I like about this playoffs is I think any loss, I don't think any win would be shocking, right? If anyone went down.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's one thing I like
It is so – they could not have written this any better. It's almost as if – they had this bowl selection committee matching these games because it's just perfect match. You got perfect matches all along the line.
I do think if the Steelers beat the Chiefs, I think that would be a surprise.
I'll give you that. That's the only one. That's the only one that's a big shock.
I just think the problem with Tennessee, though, I think why a lot of people are kind of not really giving them a lot of credit is they're just not a sexy team. They're not a sexy team, let's face it.
No, they're not.
You know, they play very fundamental. Their coach, Grable, he's a very fundamental kind of coach. Yeah. He's a very X's and O's kind
of
guy.
Coach of the year. He's coach of the year for sure, right? Or give it to the Raiders coach.
Correct. The Raiders coach now. He's got it. If they, especially they win this game, they win this game against Cincy, I'm going to say it. And listen, I'm just telling you, if they win this game against Cincy, I would say watch out. These guys could make a run.
Yeah, all the way. That would be unbelievable.
It would be unbelievable.
I know our Raider fans, our Raider Nation.
Would go crazy. It's not far-fetched.
You guys think Gruden was watching the other night?
He was probably typing an email.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Good one. Yeah. Did it too soon?
Typing an email. Yep. You know what? But the best part about this, I think about my father. My father used to always tell me, right when he got to this point, he'd say, "All right, we're getting ready to take jerseys." He said, "This is jersey taking week." Because everybody, you don't need your jersey if you lose the next week. So we're getting jerseys. I like that.
Hey, I'm going to give you a stat right now. Of all the teams that are in the playoffs, all 14 teams that made the playoffs, the team with the second hardest strength of schedule and the second highest strength of victory in the entire playoffs of all 14 teams, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow. See? Oh, wow. See, that's Jim. I'm feeling these guys are going to have a shot because I've seen a number of Carr's games this year. And, you know, normally I saw Carr cry on the football field. You know, when he cried, after he got hit, he started crying in the hall. after he got hit.
Yeah.
He did not fuck up at all this year, man. If you look at his games, he was not screwing up at all. I mean, he was playing excellent football throughout the year. And I think if they win, it's going to be because of him. So he's really getting a lot of things off his back now. He got Gruden off his back, and now he's ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The Raiders, I mean, like I said, they have over a 500 strength of schedule, over a 515 strength of victory. It's the second highest in the playoffs, man. So,
and if Bengals happen to win that game, though, they could go on the road and beat anyone with all those weapons. I know they're a young team, but, dude, that's
powered.
You know, I was disappointed that they didn't want Burrow to play. And it made me think, is he hurt? Is Burrow hurt?
He did come up limping that one game, right?
Yeah, he did. We were watching that game.
I'm saying, wait a minute. I said, and he didn't even travel with them. I said, what is wrong with him where he didn't even travel with them? I'm just saying that worried me a little bit. And that made me even think more that the Raiders are going to win that game. This dude, if he's not well, you know, hey, come on.
I agree with you on the Raiders, man. Momentum's crazy going into the playoffs. They got all the momentum. Yeah, I could see it. And the spread's too high, don't you think, Paul?
I like the Raiders getting the points.
Six and a half? That's a lot, man.
I really like the Raiders getting the points. To be very honest, there's a lot of dogs I like in the first round here. A lot of dogs I like. Say,
it's huge, man. It's an excellent weekend. Excellent weekend of football. And I'm going to see all six.
I'll probably see a couple with you. Our boy Paul's going to be gone, dude.
Yeah, so I'll be watching. I'll be watching. Well, I'm not going to be local.
That's why he told me he's leaving.
I know. I'll be watching.
All right. Well, hey, because this is it, man. This is going to be it. And hey, guys.
Do you want to talk quick Lakers? What are your thoughts on Lakers?
I was just thinking. Listen, the Lakers are settling Lakers down. They're ready. They're ready to do it. And see, everybody now is kind of, after LeBron gets in there, everybody's got to kind of do what he tells them to do. Now you can't just play willy-nilly. And that's where you're watching Westbrook now. He's coming into his own. He's not taking the wild threes and so forth. So once they stop doing that, and the guys that can hit threes are the guys that are going to be shooting threes, not the whole damn team. This is not, they're not the Warriors.
I don't know. What do you, Paul, we've been talking about in the last few weeks, obviously. LeBron's doing too much, and when's AD going to come back? Street Clothes Davis. When's he coming back?
Street Clothes Davis. Glass Davis. Instead of Crash Davis, going Glass Davis. He's due back. They're saying he's due back beginning of February. My thing is, dude, how are we getting owned by Morant? Morant owns us.
We can't beat anything.
I know.
We can't beat a good team. When's the last time we beat a good team?
What's the name was pretty good. They beat Portland. They beat Portland. They beat what's the other team they beat the other
Portland's
day?
Portland's down this year, I think.
Hawks are down this year.
No, wait. Now everybody they beat can't be down, okay?
That's true.
Morant owns us.
Yeah, he does.
Win the games you're supposed to win, and then we'll wait to see how it shakes out. Because LeBron is getting everybody in line. He's telling them, hey, this is what I want you to do. Because, you know, Vogel can't do it. So now he's going to do it. And he's going to have these guys playing like they should play. And you're going to see a much better team.
I can only get so hyped every time we beat the Sacramento Queens. We can only beat the Queens so many times in a season until we got to play somebody.
We play them again tomorrow. Exactly.
Hey, listen. All right. It's just like anything else. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat. If you want a girlfriend, don't get out of your league. Pick the girl that's going to go out with you. Don't shoot too high, okay?
That's true. Yeah.
Lower your expectations.
That's it. Don't worry. They'll be there. All right. They'll be there. Okay.
Don't get in the dance, and that's all you can ask for, right? But they're not going to be no Warriors or our Suns. We know that.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, they can beat the Warriors in the paint. Don't try to outshoot the Warriors. No, you can't outshoot the Warriors. So you don't try to outshoot the Warriors. You play the Warriors in the paint. You bruise them, man. Come on. And
that's the problem. We don't have a bruiser, though. because our center right now is going to get bruised and be done after the second game.
I know. Well, we got DeAndre Jordan. You forgot.
All right. I know. But see, the thing, and you start thinking about AD. AD is going to play his part, guys. He's going to play his part. He's watching the game now. And just like when he played his part when they won their last championship, he played in the paint. LeBron's going to get him to play in the paint again, and he'll play the paint. Yeah, he don't want to. He let him know he didn't want to play the paint, but he'll play it to get a championship. He'll play it to get a championship, and that's where we'll go.
You just, Gerald. Yeah. I love how you're doing this pod right now from the streets of LA, man. This is live. We're getting sirens. We're getting.
Oh yeah, that's right. All right.
Crazy homeless dude running down the street. Can you do a favor? Can you let that ambulance know we're trying to record here? Can you tell them to lower it down a little?
We're trying to record our 50th episode here. Come on.
Come on. This is LA, and you know what? You know what I'm eating. I'm eating yogurt, you know? So tell everybody that's on the podcast in the, you know, Midwest, East, and everything. Tell them the weather right now. We're at, I think, about 69. I'm eating yogurt outside. Tell them to try that at home, wherever
exactly.
They are.
Yeah, wherever they are. Fort, yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you an update. It's 77 right now and sunny. 77 and sunny.
You can't beat it. Like you can't beat it.
That's why I'm outside. So
that's right.
They can feel what we feel. Now, when they see us on this, they'll say, wow, that's really nice where these guys are. That's
yeah,
right.
I know, right? Yep.
We're full.
Yeah, we are full.
Yes.
All right, Gerald. All right, we appreciate you coming on for our
Hey, no problem, guys. I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun with you guys, okay? And always, I'll see you this weekend, though. See you this weekend, Saturday night.
Yeah. It won't be
Saturday
today,
night, okay? Sure. All right.
All right.
It's a date.
Yeah,
pencil us in.
All right, see you, man.
See. All right.
Good. All right, Gerald.
Legend,
dude. From the outside, dude. Right?
Yeah. What a legend. From the outside.
Outside, wherever he is, downtown LA.
Wherever he is the place to be.
Dude, I thought he was at first. I thought he was right outside a yard house already. It looked like. That's our 50th with Gerald, right?
Real quick back here. Let's jump in back to some of these games this weekend. Do you have a lock? Give me your.
Oh yeah,
lock.
We gotta. If we don't get another pod in this week, we might try. But if we don't, man.
Because I mean, like I said, there's a lot of dogs that I like, man. There's a lot of dogs that I like.
I like Niners.
Sticking with the dog theme from last night with the Georgia dogs. There's a lot of dogs Georgia I like dog, this weekend. Yeah.
I like for sure Niners and Raiders are my two dogs. You said
okay,
what?
Okay.
You like Eagles and who?
I'm on the Raiders. I do like the Raiders getting 5.5 in that. I'm on the Eagles getting 8.5, and I'm on the Cardinals.
Cardinals -4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Cardinals one, you're right. It's two teams going in, inconsistent. But, dude, that's kind of – for a division, getting this the third time playing, -4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the points, the Cardinals. That's a good call. And then, yeah, Steelers-Chiefs, that's a stay away, right?
Stay away. You like the Niners. I'm thinking that game – I'm not going to touch that game. If I were to take the over, I think it's going to be a shootout. I like the over 51 in that game. You know my feelings on the Bucs.
Yeah, you like the Eagles.
I'm torn here. I love Brady, but I just like the Eagles in this spot.
Obviously, it's Bills, Pats, stay away, but I do think Bills win that game. Do you like the Bills to win, or are you liking Pats?
God, dude, that to me, that's a stay-away game. That's a tough game. 4 degrees. It's scheduled for weather-wise. Ugh, dude.
I know.
I don't know. That's the one game I can't figure out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, that's
how do you go against Belichick in the playoffs, but the Bills just look loaded right now. I don't know, man.
That's gonna be I can't wait.
What team did Barscott play for?
For your boy, the Jets, bro.
There you go.
And he was also a beast on the Ravens too, right?
I think he was actually.
Yeah. What about all these coaches that are fired, dude?
It's the carousel, dude. Here we go. Let it begin. Let the games begin.
Yeah. What do they call the Monday again?
I think it's like isn't it Black Monday or something, or something Dark something Monday?
Like Dark, yeah, something like that.
Everybody gets fired.
Everyone gets fired. Anything else we talk? Oh, they doing a meeting. I know we haven't talked Dodgers in a while, which is nothing to talk about with the Dodgers, but
there's a meeting on the calendar, a scheduled meeting, but this is the first one in a while. And the last one that they tried to schedule, it lasted, I think, 10 seconds, and they walked out.
Yeah, so nothing. Who knows what's going to happen, right?
We'll see.
At least we signed Chris Taylor. We signed Chris Taylor. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Oh, we still need some pieces. Oh,
dude, you see, remember we talked Kershaw on the court? Dude, is he going to go to Texas?
Oh, yeah. I had always predicted it. I think he's going to end his career at Texas at one point or another. If he stays with us for another year or he goes to Texas next year, I think he's going to be a Texas Ranger by the time he hangs it up. That's a popular opinion too. So I'm not going to claim that one, but I think a lot of people believe that.
I was more upset he wasn't wearing his mask, dude.
Here we are, dude. I'm licensed now. I feel like I'm gonna get tackled by the mask police if I don't have a N95 on at work.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, we have to upgrade the mask now, huh?
Yeah. Now I'm being told what mask I can wear and what I can't wear.
Oh man, you gotta get your booster as well, dude.
Ouchie. All right, man. Good 50th.
All right, bro. Good 50th. We might do another one this week. If not, we'll be we'll come on next week, talk about all our losing picks, hopefully winning picks, right?
Talking about how many dogs are going to cover for me this week.
Dude, just take the dogs, win a dog, especially in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. The only favorite, no, I guess, do you think, what, Chiefs, maybe?
You know what? I'd parlay a couple dogs and throw in Chiefs money line. That's what I would do. Parlay the dogs, throw in Chiefs money line. There's the play, you know?
I like it. Sprinkle a little Niners money line, sprinkle a little Raiders money line.
Sprinkle a little Cardinals.
Yeah. Murray. Gerald likes Cardinals too, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, good 50th. Right,
to another 50, right?
Is it to another 50?
Later, guys. Cheers.